what was your worst experience?
Well, the thing, I would just refer you to the article I wrote about the Allman Brothers. There's no point in just saying the same thing everybody else says about it.
Uh-huh.
But it really was, it was transcendent, you know, uh-huh. sort of for the community.
Oh, I remember very
and,
much.
And I had kind of a mixed relationship with the hip community. I liked the term hip community, but I never considered myself a hippie. I liked the term freak better.
Yeah, I always...
You know, I like freak. You know what I'm saying? It was funny yeah. how you'd get all caught up in those terms, like, yeah. which were you, you know?
Yeah.
I always self-identified as freak, too. I yeah. rejected hippie until a few years ago, and I finally mm-hmm. decided, well, that's the term everybody knows yeah. it by. So.
But we were right in the middle of it, and we considered ourselves part of it, you know?
Motivating factor that spread it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. The Bird article. By the way, I was really into Marshall McLuhan, and there's some, even now when I read it, there's some really strange things in a lot of my articles, and that's why. Because I was also reading, of course I was reading, you know, Marxist-Leninist stuff, because everybody was, well, some of the more serious people were reading that.
Mm-hmm.
And I read George Jackson, you know, the Black Panther stuff, and all kinds of things, you know, like that. Some serious stuff, you know, because I was really into philosophical things, you know. And I got hooked on McLuhan. And at some point I started trying to just, like McLuhan was Marx's stepchild or something. I just tried to combine Marxism and McLuhanism into some weird, you know, fusion or something, you know. And it comes out in the articles, and people either didn't know what I was talking about, or they assumed that they did.
Or they assumed they weren't hip enough to understand it.
Well, there's that too. But also, I never tried to write. I wasn't trying to impress anybody or myself. I was trying to explain it. Mm-hmm. So it could be that I just explained it well enough that people could sort of get it in context.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite letters to the editor was, do you remember Mo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a good friend of Mo, and he was a big fan. And I remember one time when he first came to Atlanta, I think it was from Cambridge, Massachusetts, or someplace like that.
Yeah, someplace up in that area.
But he was going to Georgia Tech, I think. And he wrote a letter to the Bird, and he said, I've learned more from Miller Francis articles than I have in a whole year at Georgia Tech. I thought, what a great quote. It was hilarious.
Go on the biography.
My new best friend.
Yeah. Oh, Mo was so cool. I was really sorry to hear about the fact, you know, his death.
Mm-hmm.